Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive. We're going to get back to that in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about the economy. Politicians know it. So do you, the rest of us. All the rest of us do, too, that the economy is what matters these days. And how we respond as individuals to the economic downturn is what Jonathan Pond is all about. Jonathan Pond is one of America's most respected financial commentators and investment managers. In his PBS specials, Jonathan has taught millions of Americans how to make the most of their money. He is widely sought as an objective and entertaining observer of the investing and personal financial planning scenes and has made regular national appearances on all the network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 appearances on NBC's Today Show. He's the recipient of many awards, including the Malcolm Forbes Public Awareness Award for Excellence in Advancing Financial Understanding. And there's got to be a PBS and NPR or public radio or public media award out there somewhere that he has. For most of us, it's never been more important in recent years to learn more about the economy and how we can relate to it individually. And no one does it better. No one helps us more than Jonathan Pond. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ann. I'm delighted to be back.
You are listening to Ann Fisher, All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. As I said earlier, this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $4,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. For a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's new updated book, The New Affluence. The subtitle of the book is Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And for that pledge of $60, we'll send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order online, but you can get right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. There's more. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, I wanted to get started with Jonathan Pond. Welcome, Jonathan. Welcome again.
Thank you very much.
We keep hearing about the unemployment rate. It goes down a little bit, then it goes back up. It's hovering at a terrible place right now, more than 9%, at least in Ohio. Lots of people have been unemployed for more than 6 months. Some of them have been unemployed for a lot longer. They've given up. And maybe they haven't yet spent that 401k or other retirement style investment yet. What do they do when they're down to nothing? Do you go ahead and what do you do?
Well, you try everything other than tapping into your retirement funds. Sometime that's necessary. It's an unfortunate situation for many, many people, and certainly Ohio is not immune at all. You have to put food on the table,
right?
And take advantage of unemployment, take advantage of food stamps, and hunker down. That's one of the things I talk about in The New Affluence. I'm not Pollyannish enough to think that everybody is going through great times, or the only fear they have is that they might get laid off, and I have some suggestions in the book about ways to cut back prudently and things that you shouldn't cut back on, and just do the best you can. It's devastating. I mean, it is truly devastating for people, but. The book will provide some ideas on that, as will the other items that we'll be talking about a little later.
Well, we can give a quick look at those. At the pledge level for $60, as I said, the book, The New Affluence, and also there are $120 pledge levels and the $225 pledge level. At the $120 pledge level, you can pick up your Lifetime Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll find a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner based on your answers to that questionnaire. That's for a pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org. or call 1-866-897-9678. You can get your finances back on track in this changed economy by receiving with the at the $120 level, you can get the your investment roadmap, and at the $225 level, you can get both your lifetime financial planner and your investment roadmap and the book, The New Affluence, all for $225. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. Show your support with what you can afford to. We appreciate anything anyone can give us. Every little bit counts. Live within your means, as usual.
Sure.
But these are gifts that you give yourself, too. It's not just about public media.
No, these will be very helpful, because the Lifetime Financial Planner and the Investment Roadmap are based on a confidential questionnaire that will come your way shortly after you make your pledge. Then WOSU is out of the loop, and it's between you and me. And you process the question, fill out the questionnaire. Each of them takes maybe a half hour to fill out. They're very straightforward, but they give me enough information to be able to provide you with a one-of-a-kind report. These are truly one-of-a-kind reports. So if you're going through some tough times, I'll deal with that. If your situation's a little better, I'll deal with that. If you're retired and you're worried about certain areas of your financial life, I'll deal with that. I don't waste your time talking about things that don't apply to you and your family. So they're nice tools. They are, have been very popular. I make them available exclusively to public media. They're not available anywhere else.
Along with the book.
Well. What I'd also like to do, Ann, is for those that pledge at any level, $60 or above, I'd be happy to send you a one-year subscription to my weekly email newsletter called Ponderings, which is very popular, and we have an awful lot of people that pay $60 a year just to receive that, and I'll be happy to add that to the bundle here. And so every Monday morning you'll get some money tips, and you'll get my observations on the market and some humorous quips. Ann is a subscriber, actually.
Ponderings is I just love the sound of it. It feels more relaxed, and getting it once a week, you know, that's helpful. It's not this kind of once a year thing. It's when you meet a lot of people just see their financial advisor maybe once a year, maybe less, and it keeps things more manageable. Bite-size information.
That's the trend. Yes.
1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call if you'd like to show your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher right now. You can also go to WOSU.org and make your pledge in our secure server. We started out $4,000. We have $3,700 to go now. Thanks to Molly in Dublin. And thank you to you, Mary, in Newark. $3,700 to go. Thanks to everybody for your support. Ed in Baltimore, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. What I wanted to ask Jonathan about was the Thrift Savings Plan. I'm a postal employee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under Federal Employee Retirement System, not civil service.
Yep.
I'm invested in the Thrift Savings Plan, and recently the Postal Service has put forth an idea that they should pull their people out of the Thrift Savings Plan and create their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that concerns me, because not only for myself, because I'm not sure postal management knows what they're doing.
Right.
But at the same time, what does that have in the future for the people that are already in the Thrift Savings Plan that are not postal employees but are regular government employees?
Mm-hmm.
And I will listen off the air.
Okay, well, fine. Thank you for the comments. A lot of nonprofit organizations, universities, government agencies and what have you are in an attempt to simplify the choices among the members, the contributors, make some changes. And I find that 9 times out of 10 they spoil it. They just spoil it. But if in fact Ed, your situation is such that they end the TSP, you will presumably be able, it's a 457 plan, but you'll be able to, excuse the arcanery of the infernal revenue code, but it's a you'll be able to roll it over into an IRA. So I wouldn't worry about that. I happen to like the Thrift Savings Plan. I think their age-based funds or target date funds are actually pretty good, so hopefully you'll stick with it. But actually, your investment roadmap will provide you with some specific guidance on how you need to diversify your money and going forward. But I think that you know you'll be okay. Your money will be protected. Whatever you've got in the plan, should they decide to move to something else, you can certainly roll it over as you would any retirement savings plan into an IRA or another 403B for that matter.
Thanks to Ed for that question, and thanks to Lisa in Dublin, and thank you to Timothy in Columbus. We have $3,500 to go. Thanks so much for your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. The number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or you can make your pledge online at WOSU.org. Thanks to everybody for showing your support for your public radio station. Brenda,
go ahead. No, Brenda.
Brenda in Columbus, welcome to the show, Brenda.
Well, thank you. I had an idea for myself, and I wonder if Jonathan has any similar ideas. What I decided to do while prices and wages are low is to find the best handyman I could, best value for my money, and accelerate all future preventative maintenance on my home and just get busy and get chores done. And therefore, I'm contributing something to the national economy and jobs, and also getting this stuff done that's going to need to be done anyway. What other ideas like that do you have?
Well, Brenda, first of all, I hope you don't retain my dear friend Larry, who helps us around the pond household, although we're in Boston. And he's like manna from heaven. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're helping him and a couple of coworkers he has and are spiffing up the house. And that's a good thing to do in this day and age, you know, rather than selling it and getting into something else, which will have its own set of problems. So I heartily concur with that. There are obvious ways to help the local economy, but I would be more concerned about, Brenda, making sure you're helping yourself and you're saving appropriately, you're holding on to your car longer, and that way you're helping out. I hope you're not using Tony.
Well, the car repair people.
The car repair people.
Right.
Brenda, I have a car now that doesn't have heating or air conditioning, and it is always exciting whenever it starts up, and I'm going to drive that thing forever. And Tony, the big smile when I come over, but it's a lot cheaper doing that than buying a new car that's probably made, you know, overseas, and helping these people out, there's plenty that can be done, and you enhance your life, you enhance your finances in many respects, because the handyman work is simply adding value to your home by correcting the various foibles that it has. So keep going, Brenda. That's a good.
Thank you
for bringing it up.
I like Brenda's spirit.
Yes, exactly.
The spirit of what she's doing
is really nice.
It's kind of the same spirit that people have when they support their local public radio station.
That is, is about as blatant as I've ever heard, Anne. And I would expect no less from you, but that's exactly right. Hopefully Brenda has shown her support to, we talk about these wonderful resources we have, great car mechanics, great handymen, handywomen. But you also have WOSU, which is such an important part of the fabric of our community. That's why I make my thank you gifts available exclusively to public media members. I'm dedicated to it. I think about how much the Pond family, my wife and me and our three puddles, have benefited from public media and continue to benefit, and it's a lifelong commitment, and they're committed. WOSU comes in every day to get you information that is helpful to you and society and gives you a much better impression of what's going on in the world, and they deserve your support. It's a great way. It's there are a lot of charitable institutions, if you will, out there. I defy you to think of an institution where you feel so good when you pick up the phone and dial 1-866-897-9678 and join the other people who are showing their support to WOSU. And I appeal particularly to those who may not yet be members of the family here. And come on in.
It feels good.
We have a big tent.
Yes.
At WOSU.
Yes, very big tent. It feels very, very good. And Brenda, I hope you know I wasn't trying to put you on the spot there. It just occurred to me. Thanks, Brenda, for your call.
Thank you.
Take care. 614-292-8513. That's the number to call if you'd like to speak with my guest this hour, Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. We've been talking about some of the gifts that he brings along with him when he talks to us during our pledge drives, and we'll get into more detail with those in a little while. But if you want to give us a call and talk with Jonathan, 614-292-8513. We still have $3,500 to go, and we need your help to meet that goal. So 614-292-8513 is the number to call to talk with Jonathan and to make your pledge of support right now. 1-866-897-9678. And remember, the newsletter, Ponderings, that's a weekly newsletter, and it's at any pledge, $60 and up. For the book or, you know, either of the questionnaires and guides, any of that.
That's right. Or you can go to my website and order Ponderings for
$60
and not receive the book, because the book isn't available to the public. And also the in the past, the combo, which is $225, has been very popular. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ann. And that includes the book, The Lifetime Financial Planner, that looks at all areas of your financial life. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, getting out of debt, planning your estate, plus the investment roadmap, which is completely different from the Lifetime Financial Planner. That's also available at $120. And that takes an in-depth look at your investment situation and gives you advice. People who have suffered through these bad markets we've been in have often commented, you know, geez, I wish I had had that a few years ago. It would have kept me out of a lot of trouble. And the combo at the $225 level is, I can do the math. I was originally trained as a CPA.
$60
plus 120 plus 120 would be $300, mm-hmm. and that's available at $225. So many of you in WOSU land also take advantage of these for other family members.
Right.
I've talked with people in the past from this area, your area, that have you know, the parents have, you know, going through their own challenges, so they get the Lifetime Financial Planner, and the individual keeps the investment roadmap. They're younger, they're newer to investing, and that's the way it works. It's a wonderful way to provide useful guidance that you can trust. By the way, I don't have any I have no agenda other than suggesting you go to the internet and to WOSU.org or to call 1-866-897-9678 and say thank you to WOSU. And then the burden falls on me, because I pledge myself to give you the best and most up-to-date information in a way that you can understand with these reports.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. This is listener-supported, 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now, the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $225, you will receive Jonathan's new book, The New Affluence, and your Lifetime Financial Planner, and your investment roadmap. It's a great deal for $225. Call 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. We're stuck at $3,500. We need to get it moving to make these goals. That's what we make the goals hour by hour. That means we make the final goal in the long run. We always appreciate your help. Now's the time to show your support right now. 1-866-897-9678. We have a couple emails. An email from Bill. He said, I am trustee for my parents' trust to subsidize my sister's Social Security disability insurance. She has a brain disorder and is 67. The trust is dwindling, and every few months I call the financial advisor to beef up the cash fund, which will no longer cover the monthly $675 she gets. At this rate, we'll be out of money in 12 years. Should I recommend that the advisor sell some of the stock, which does not produce much income, or should my sister and I start investing our money to buy better income-producing stock?
Okay, well, that's Bill. You have what's known, or you're the trustee of what is known as a special needs trust, which is very common for the families that have family members with special needs, which is, believe it or not, about 15% of the population. So you've got wise estate counsel. If this horizon is 12 years on this, you certainly need growth as well as income. So dividend paying stocks, for example, or exchange traded funds that pay dividends. And Bill, I don't know enough about your situation, but I will if you take advantage of the investment roadmap, and I will actually recommend specific funds that pay income and have the opportunity for growth. No promises there, certainly, that you could use to round out your portfolio. So I'm not sure you necessarily need to change investment advisors, but remember, it's your money, and you need both growth and income, because that's what will be necessary to take care of your family member appropriately over as long a period of time as possible.
In the case of someone like Bill, I mean, the lifetime financial planner, the investment roadmap, those sorts of things, they can supplement very nicely your conversations with your financial advisor.
They sure can. Actually, one of the questions in the investment roadmap is, do you have a financial advisor? And over 70% of the people who fill these questionnaires out do already have an investment advisor. So I'm providing a second opinion. And I think that's important these mm-hmm. days. So, you know that the investment advisory business is you've got some very good people in it, and you've got some that really don't know a whole lot about investing, sadly. But this would provide a nice second opinion. What Bill would receive with the investment roadmap is, first of all, by filling out the questionnaire, it takes about a half hour. The first thing he'll receive is some color pie charts that show how his money should be allocated in his various accounts. And if he has kids, I'll talk about
how
allocating.
His money, not just anybody's
no,
money, but his.
Money.
It's
his
very
money.
Specific. Okay.
And then it goes on to provide specific investment recommendations, which are no-load mutual funds. And as a matter of fact, I checked with one of the people in the office who's as expert in these matters as anybody I know, and he said, I'm completely revising the mutual funds that are in there now because the markets have changed, the economy has changed. So you're going to get up-to-date guidance. And what is unique about this, and I'm glad it's brought you brought it up, Bill, indirectly anyway, the mutual funds that I select differ for everyone who responds. And that's the problem in the investment advisory community. They will put everybody into the same stuff. That's ludicrous. And I look at your overall situation and I say, okay, this fund is better than these funds. And I put together a group of funds that are really customized to you. And I actually had somebody in one of these huge brokerage firms looked at this and said, you know, you could put us out of business.
Or at least keeps them honest.
Well, I think he was overstating it, mm-hmm. but I've seen situations where I saw a situation where a very well-regarded financial institution put a 25-year-old and a 75-year-old into exactly the same investments. I mean, this is nonsense. So that's what motivates me with the investment roadmap. You're really going to find things that fit your own situation, and I'm proud of what I do with this, and it's a lot of work, but I'm happy to do it for those that call in. And by the way, there's no deadline when you get your questionnaires. You can fill it out any time. But the deadline is, by my ciphering here, a little less than a half hour, because at that point you can't call my office. They're going to be rather polite. If I took the phone, I'd say, why are you trying to sleaze your way into these things? Call your station.
Call right now.
We don't offer it. Yeah.
Apparently, we're still stuck at 3,500. Oh, down to 3,400. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank
you. Dublin. Thanks so much, Amanda. 1-866-897-9678. If you want to follow Amanda's suit and give us a call and show your support for WOSU, show your support for 89.7 NPR News, show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is a great way to vote with your pocketbook and tell people that you support it and you do it with your money, because that's how it works. 1-866-897-9678. And again, I reiterate, it's also showing support for your community, and it's a great feeling, and it's a good thing to do for yourself.
Well, Bill was talking about dividends. Mm-hmm. And by the way, dividend-paying stocks are looking very attractive right now, for reasons that I explain in the reports. But think of WOSU as an investment that pays dividends every day of the year. And I would like to think that these reports, the Lifetime Financial Planner and the Investment Roadmap, provide dividends for you throughout the year, because these are reports that you can refer back to. The Lifetime Financial Planner has a checklist. And your report is unlike anyone else's, but it summarizes all of the recommendations in order of priority. So, you know, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed, but I want you to start making progress. So look at the high priority items and chip away at those, and then move on from there. And pretty soon, you're going to have more control over your financial future, and you're going to feel better about it.
And a great way to get started, if you've never pledged to public media before, but you love to listen to it and you know it'll make you feel better if you get into it, start at the $60 level. Our gift to you in appreciation for that is The New Affluence by Jonathan Pond. Subtitle is Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. It was a new book a couple years ago. It's been revised. There's 20% more information, so it's been updated. You'll get the new updated version along with the weekly Ponderings by Jonathan Pond, his weekly email newsletter. So make the call right now. We still have $3,400 to go, and we have just about 26 minutes to go. So let's get on the phone, make the calls right now, and show your support and tell us this is what you want from your radio station. 1-866-897-9678, or email us at WOSU.org. If you want to give us a call, 614-292-8513. And Barbara in Yellow Springs, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you. The dollar is slipping in value. What kind of investments can we make to counteract this?
Well, the easiest way to take advantage of this, Barbara, is to invest in U.S. companies that have a substantial portion in some instances, even a majority of their money, of their income coming in from overseas, because they benefit from a weak dollar. Beyond that, Barbara, I would hesitate to speculate on currencies. If you look, you know, if you wait long enough, these things tend to equalize. So any speculation you would do now would likely backfire on you over the next several years, and investing in good companies that pay dividends, major corporations, is simply I think is a nice defensive way to play this market while still sticking in with stocks, because you've got to stick in with stocks. The investment roadmap report will show you not only how much I think you should have of your total investments in stocks, but how much in small cap, large cap, international stocks and what have you. So,
what about precious metals?
I tend to avoid precious metals. I just have a question of understanding what the value is of gold, and the fact that it slipped so badly is maybe attesting to that fact.
Again, I mean, it's slipping badly now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And so I would avoid that. You know, if you want to put a little money into a gold or silver exchange traded fund, that's fine. Let me give you a couple of names, and I do that with some hesitation. And this is for everybody because, again, I don't know your exact situation, and I can advise you much better with the reports. But a couple of nice dividend-paying exchange-traded funds that invest in major dividend-paying stocks. One is Vanguard Dividend Appreciation. The symbol is VIG. Vanguard Dividend Appreciation, VIG. And another one is First Trust Value Line. I'm not sure what the rest of the name is, but it, again, invests in dividend-paying stocks, and its symbol is FV, as in Victor D, FVD. These are two nice exchange-traded funds. The yield is, around 2%, maybe a little over 2%, so it's not outstanding. That's the income that it pays, the dividend that it pays, but there are a couple of names because they could be suitable to you. But again, I need to know more about you before I can be more specific.
Thanks, Barbara, for that call. 614-292-8513. That's the number to call if you want to speak with Jonathan Pond. He's my guest this hour on listener-supported 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond combo for our pledge right now. For a pledge of just $225, you'll receive Jonathan's new book, The New Affluence, and your lifetime financial planner and your investment roadmap. You don't have to use all of that. You can share it with your children or maybe your a sibling. It's a great deal for $225. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and make that call. Make that pledge right now. Our goal this hour was $4,000. We have $3,320 to go. Thank you to Susan in New Carlisle. Thanks for your support of public radio. We have just 27 minutes to go. So I know we can do it, but please don't wait. Make your call now and then make your pledge and then give us a call in a Ask Jonathan Pond a question. We have an email from Allison. She says, I have two boys aged 6 and 4 years. What are Jonathan's suggestions for college savings? We have started an account with Ohio's 529 program, mm-hmm. but not sure how much to put in each year. And she said, background info, I already am saving for retirement through Work's 401k program, and I refinanced our mortgage last year at around 4.5%, no other debt. She says, P.S., I just joined and contributed. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Allison. And as is typical with the WOSU listeners, excellent question. The Ohio 529 is excellent. That's my understanding, first of all. Good for you for doing that. My question of you, Allison, and I realize you emailed, but are you doing an IRA? Because you're doing your plan at work, but the IRA... doing an IRA, particularly if you qualify for a Roth IRA, is better than a 529 plan contribution. The reason for that is it's so important to put money away for retirement because every year you forego doing, in this example, an IRA, is a year you can't make up. So, but other than that, with the 529 plan with those young lads, is to use the age-based choices. I think that way you're not having to, you know, figure out what the best investments are. The age-based simply invests more conservatively as the child gets nearer and nearer college age. Good luck for you, Allison. Now, my most important tip, which is far too late for you, Allison, and me, people say, oh, what's the one way to create great financial security, great riches? And I say, never take financial responsibility for anything that eats. Then you'll be okay. But Allison, it's too late for you. It's too late for me. But what can you do? We have to take the cards that life deals us.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Jonathan Pond, if you want to make that pledge right now, as did Kathy in Columbus and Paul in Mount Sterling. Thanks so much, Kathy and Paul. We have $3,200 to go. If you want to make that pledge, 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah, let me spend a couple minutes going over the planners.
Yes.
Because they are they're the result of over 20 years of work on my behalf. The Lifetime Financial Planner is the most popular thank you gift in the history of public media, and the Investment Roadmap is the second most popular thank you gift. It's very simple for you. It's not for me. But after you make your pledge, WOSU will send you the questionnaires, and you can take your time to fill them out. What you can't take a lot of time to is deliberating whether or not you should take advantage of these, because they are exclusive, and you won't find them later on.
You can't find them on Amazon.com or anything like that.
No, right? None of that. I'm devoted and dedicated to public media, and you should be too. That's the quid pro quo here. But you get the questionnaires, and it'll have a password, and you can fill them out, fill out the questionnaire on paper, or about three-quarters of the people fill out the questionnaire on the Internet. If you want to fill out the questionnaire on the Internet, I don't need your name or address. Confidentiality has never been breached. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on WOSU right now.
True.
It's never been breached and never will be. So but anyway, you can fill out the questionnaire, and then you can request to receive your report back by email, which takes about a week, or we'll bind it up very nicely with nice covers and mail it to you. That takes about 3 weeks to receive your report. You make your choices, and your report is just filled with information that you can understand, and the best comment I receive from people is that this sounds, your report, which is so easy to understand and so clearly laid out, is like you're sitting in our living room with a deep knowledge of our finances. Well, you provide the questionnaire responses. I know enough about your finances, but the questionnaire is easy. It takes a half hour for each to fill out. So hopefully those of you here, if you can, would show a great commitment to WOSU with a pledge of $225, and you will receive all of the items. You'll receive my latest book, The New Affluence, which has been revised, and I'll be happy to sign it. The Lifetime Financial Planner and the Investment Roadmap,
and
also The Ponderings, which is my weekly email newsletter, which keeps me tied up on Sundays, but I love to do it, and that will come your way every Monday for a year.
1-866-897-9678. We have about a little less than 17 minutes to go. Thanks to Pamela in Columbus. Thanks to Kathy in Columbus and Paul in Mount Sterling. And also John in Granville. We now have $2,900 to go. We've broken through that 3,000 mark. We have $2,900 to go. I know we can do it. I know how it feels. You're sitting there. You're listening. Maybe you're driving. Pull over if you're going to call us to make your pledge. But we need to make our goals every hour. Otherwise, you fall behind. And people who have gotten into some credit card debt know how that can get. It's harder and harder and harder to make it up. So help us stay on top of our goal during this pledge drive. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make those pledges right now, because as Jonathan has said, and it's absolutely true, this is the only time you can avail yourself of The New Affluence, his new book or his newly revised book, and also your Lifetime Financial Planner and your Investment Roadmap. And just want to remind folks that a lot of people get the package at the $225 level and then they split it up. Remember, there's no deadline for when you use these things, so you could give it to your, you know, one daughter at Christmas and another, you know, your son and his birthday in February. It doesn't matter. It's just a great investment. And what a wonderful gift to somebody you love to give them a chance to learn more about how to, you know, prepare and be financially stable and also have a stable financial future.
That's what it's all about. And this is why this is a win-win situation. You're your show of support will certainly help WOSU do what it does so well, and that is provides really wonderful range of information to all members of the community, this great university community,
mm-hmm.
and you're permitting me, you're offering me the privilege, and I deem it a privilege because I really enjoy getting information out to people who have shown their commitment, and I'm going to do my utmost to get you information that is really helpful. And I don't care what your age is, what your family situation. You may say, I have no finances to plan right now.
Hmm.
Every report is different. I will give you a roadmap to help you plan. I was doing an investment roadmap last week, and the person had no money. But they wanted to know, once they got some money, they wanted to know how to invest it. So I gave them a little timetable and plan that showed them how, with just a few hundred dollars, they could invest like the billionaires invest and start to benefit. I try to motivate people, and that's what's so important. And think about it: if you can give it to a child and help them become financially responsible, maybe, just maybe, they won't move back in with you in your dotage.
Our phones are slowing down, and I went in and visited our volunteers before I got started this morning, and they're waiting. They're sitting there, and they're real people. They're waiting at a real phone to hear from you to make your pledge right now. 1-866-897-9678. Call our volunteers. They can talk to you a little bit more about all of our thank you gifts to you today at the $60, the $120, and the $225 pledge level. You can also go online to WOSU.org and read a little bit more about them there. 1-866-897-9678. We have $2,900 to go, and we're counting on you to show your support. This is a way to vote for what you care about. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You can also give us a call and talk with Jonathan Pond right now, 614-292-8513. We have some emails as well. We have one from Anton that kind of goes to what you were just saying, Jonathan. He says, what does your guest recommend for those already past the point of no return? More than $50,000 in credit card debt, medical debt, etc., and contemplating bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. What are the steps to be followed in the process in bankruptcy? Now, there's a lot of questions. He says, should a financial planner be consulted? Any good online resources? He's got a lot of questions there, but is this a point of no return?
It might be, but what you need, Anton, is an objective opinion about that, and I would consider, I would urge you not to go to a bankruptcy attorney yet. I would go to a local credit counseling organization, not one that advertises. The ones that advertise are many of them, not all of them, but many of them are charlatans that will just take your money and do nothing for you. You need to go to a legitimate credit counseling organization. Every community has them, and the best source of that, Anton, is to go to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling website and put in your zip code, and they'll give you an address. That's the way to go at this point. And they might look at your situation and say, yes, you should declare bankruptcy, but perhaps they could figure out a plan to pay off your debts. The website is nfcc.org. National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org. A lot of people in that boat, certainly. And your lifetime financial planner will actually give you a plan for trying to dig your way out of the debt if that's what you decide is a good thing to do.
And Jonathan Pond has no vested interest in that. Your investment roadmap, your lifetime financial planner, times are hard. You're in a lot of debt, but there's still...
That's right.
If you can scrape it up, you're investing in your community and you're investing in yourself.
And you've got your future. I have talked with people who have declared bankruptcy and qualified for a mortgage 2 or 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the...
There's hope.
There certainly is. I mean, bankruptcy isn't the end of the world by any stretch, but it should be the last choice. It's not an easy way out. Good luck to you, Anton.
Thanks to Rudolph in Columbus, and thanks to Suzanne in Worthington. We have $2,400 to go in just about 10 minutes. So help us meet our goal, 1-866-897-9678. Or you can go online and pledge on our secure server at WOSU.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive, and our goal today is simple, to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678. Or online at WOSU.org. Paul from Mount Sterling made a pledge and says, don't forget the member card. That's right, the member card. At any $60, at any pledge of $60 or more, you also get the member card. So it's a lot to remember, but when you call 1-866-897-9678, those wonderful volunteers who are waiting for your call will be glad to detail everything that you will receive as our thank you gift to you for your pledge. Now, we have a goal. We need to meet these goals. 1-866-897-9678. That membership card, by the way, and I use mine all the time, it's good for discounts at more than 200 restaurants and attractions in Central Ohio. 1-866-897-9678. This is all a lot of good stuff for yourself, and that none of that even compares to the feeling you will feel when you show support for your public radio station.
It is a great feeling, and it is it just makes such a difference to the community. I think about the fact that many of you who are listening are in reasonably good financial shape, but WOSU not only reaches people of similar circumstances, but it reaches people that may not have the advantages you have. Mm. And that's why I'm a big supporter of education, and I see public media as our most accessible educational institution in the country, so richly deserving of your support.
$2,000 to go. Thanks to Gary and Obatz, and thanks to Karen and Columbus. Thank you so much for your support. $2,000 to go in just about 8 minutes. Don't wait. 1-866-897-9678. We have an email from Angel. She asks, what actions do you suggest to pay down student loans? I owe $61,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty typical these days?
It's not atypical. Certainly, mm-hmm. and Angel, I would probably go about it relatively slowly, because they typically, not all, but they typically have a relatively low interest rates. Because what you also need to be doing, as if it's bad enough having student loans, but also put some money away, even if you start with 1 or 2% into your workplace retirement plan or another kind of retirement plan. Your report will help you decide. Actually, the investment roadmap has another feature, which is a hierarchy. It shows you in order of importance the best areas to invest your money: 401k, 403b, Roth IRA, TSA. It doesn't matter. It shows you that, and it's a very useful feature. And again, it's based on your own circumstances. But paying off loans is a necessity that all of us have to go through. It's not a really good feeling, even though you benefited from your student loans. The good feeling comes from putting a little bit of money away for the future. So do a little bit of both. I'm fast and easy with your money, and thank you for your call. I hope you call in now. The Lifetime Financial Planner, mm-hmm. and the Investment Roadmap, plus the book. You won't find them anywhere else. You can take your choice. If you want me to take a look at all areas of your financial life, it's the Lifetime Financial Planner, available at $120. Or if you need help with investing, and most of us do these days, mm-hmm. You can take advantage of the Investment Roadmap at the $120 level. But I think the combo is very popular at $225, and you're going to have a set of tools that I think, and I'm just quoting what somebody wrote me recently, is life-changing. It really is, in these times, is going to help you take control of your financial future. That's what you're doing. You're helping WOSU control its financial future, and in return, I feel I'm humbled by the trust that people have placed in me to help them with their financial future. But if you could read the mail I get, you can understand that it really is helping people. It
makes a big difference.
But it takes, you know, there's a fast approaching the end here. So
right.
I,
we
I
have
do
5 minutes. 5 minutes left, $1,500 to go. Thanks to Jennifer in Dublin and Judith in Newark. And thanks to Danielle, I believe, in Jeffersonville. We have $1,500 to go in just 5 minutes. I know we can do it. If everybody picks up the phone, anyone who's thinking about it right now, this is one of the best opportunities you have, not only to show support for Daniel in Jeffersonville. Sorry about that. $1,500 to go. Thanks to Daniel in Jeffersonville. This is one of the best opportunities you have to do so much for yourself, to do much so much for your community. Every little bit counts. Right now, whatever you can afford. If you can't afford the $60, we understand. At the $60 level, though, you get an awful lot. You'll get, as our thank you gift, Jonathan Pond's newly revised The New Affluence. You'll receive his weekly, a year subscription to his weekly newsletter, Ponderings. And you'll also receive our WOSU membership card that's usable at 200 different restaurants and area attractions. I use mine all the time still. It's kind of getting a little threadbare. I wonder if they give out fresh ones every once in a while. 1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call. Pick up the phone right now. We have just 4 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. And $1,200 to go now. Tamara in Columbus, thank you so much for your support of WOSU, of 89.7 NPR News, of All Sides with Ann Fisher. We do other kinds of shows throughout the year. We only get Jonathan Pond 3 times a year, and it's always a treat. It's always a lot of fun. We get so many great questions.
Oh, yes.
But we do other shows, too, throughout the year, Jonathan.
I really look forward to WOSU because you just got great members there.
Yeah.
And they challenge us, and that's a good thing. And I'm challenging you to pick up the phone now. If you're not yet a member of the family here at WOSU, this is a great time to do so. Even if you are a member, if you can step up to an additional level of support, I will promise you I'm going to get you information that is up to date and specific to you. I'm not wasting your time. That's the beauty of it. It's truly a personalized review of your situation, chock full of recommendations.
If you go online to WOSU.org, you can learn more about the combo at $225 level, Jonathan Pond's book, The New Affluence, and your lifetime financial planner, and your investment roadmap. The planner and the roadmap, they're both, he'll send you really wonderful questionnaires. I love going over these questionnaires. They always give me a lot of questions for other shows I do on finance. Actually, Jonathan Pond, to be perfectly honest, they trigger ideas in me. You answer the questionnaire, and Jonathan Pond sends you back a personal plan, a personal roadmap, a personal financial planner. Just $1,000 to go. 1-866-897-9678. If you're thinking about the combo, do it now. We just need a few of those and we'll meet our goal. 1-866-897-9678. You can go online, learn a little bit more at WOSU.org. But I know we have our volunteers standing by, real live people over there waiting. Right. People from Central Ohio that care about their public radio station, just like you do. This is what they're doing. They're over there answering the calls and taking your pledges. Think about that. 1-866-897-9678. It's why I love public media, because everybody can get involved. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Dawn in Columbus, we have $700 to go if 7 people just pick up the phone. 1-866-897-9678. Your pledge will count anytime in the next minute. $700 to go. I'm so excited. Everyone's been so great. I love the questions. I wish we could go on for a lot longer, Jonathan Pond.
Next time we'll do 15 hours. but I do hope that the volunteers will be there for a few minutes.
1 minute afterwards. To go. Yep. Jonathan, thanks so much. It's always so great to talk to you.
Well, Ann Fisher, you're a great asset to WOSU, and I thank you, but more so I thank the members who are now calling, will call in the
right
next couple of minutes,
right,
or who have already called. Thank you so much.
1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.